Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, hey, buddy.
Friday.
God, it feels effing good to say that.
You got no job? You got nothing to do?
Anyway, all right. Well, we do have something to do right now. We got to do your history lesson. Let's get it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, November 5th, 1935.
Oh, okay.
The it's game.
15 something.
No. I brought it up a little bit. The game Monopoly was introduced by Parker Brothers Company, and it's been ruining families ever since. You know where I stand on Monopoly.
I know. You're a big Monopoly guy. That's one thing that we're different on. I'm not a big fan of Monopoly.
It
takes too long.
Love it. All right. I love how it can rip families apart. I love how it turns fun family game night into people yelling at each other, people screaming at grandma, yelling at junior, saying, F this family, I'm leaving. It's amazing. And it's no other game, I think, does what Monopoly does. Because you know why? It wears you down. It grinds you down to a point where you are miserable. And all you want to do is cash out, give someone all the money, and just end it. But there's no ending, Hunter. It never ends.
Here's what it is to me. All right, family, you want to play Monopoly or we can do a 8,000 piece puzzle? They're both going to take the same amount of time. What do you want to do? To me, it's for God's sakes, can we end the game?
So now, you know, there's rules where you can make a shorter version of it, right? You can play only like 2-3 hours. Yeah.
Only 2 or 3 hours, not two years.
I also really like Monopoly because it's one of the few games I can beat Kiki in. All right. I don't know what it is. Yahtzee, Scrabble, Guess Who? I can't. My wife beats me in everything.
Because you buy everything, probably.
Oh, dude. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell everyone. This is the key. Don't worry about trying to get Boardwalk. Don't worry about Park Place. What you want to do...
You walk away. That's what you do. You don't play.
You take the board game, you throw it in the fire pit. That's what you do. No, you buy the first row, all right? All those cheap ones. Everyone's like, no, I'm going to save my money. No. Buy that first row because a hotel on even the cheapest one, dude, you're going to... And there's nothing more soul-crushing for someone when they pass go and they land on that first cheap one and they got to pay you like $450. Like, yeah, give it up. Yeah, give it up, you idiot. You owe rent. I'm a slumlord. Check it out. I own all of these properties. Yeah.
I'm already getting bored just talking about it. Hey, whatever happened to Parcheesi, like Handy Lane? You know, a mean game of Chutes and Ladders.
You know, you said...
Memory. Remember Memory? We just flipped the cards over? That's fun. Let's do that.
This is exactly the sound of someone who can't handle the Monopoly. Who can't handle
it. Kerplunk. Yeah. Ants in the Pants. Yeah. I like that one. That's a good game.
I feed off of your misery and despair on Monopoly. It's great.
Don't Break the Ice. I like that one.
That actually really was a fun game. That was a good one. With the little penguin and you had to pull the little... Yeah, good stuff. No, Monopoly, it takes a certain kind of person to muscle through Monopoly, and it's ruined families. I have seen people get divorced over Monopoly. It's great.
The game sucks.
I've seen children given up for adoption while playing Monopoly. It's terrible. It's amazing. It's amazing. Ah. Yep. So, congratulations, Parker Bros. You've ruined people's lives, but I love it. I love it. So I'll take it. Anyway, all right.
Good luck with that game because you're still playing it.
Still playing it. Yeah,
whenever you started.
There's actually a game been going on since 1935 when it was first released.
For real.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history for November 5th. We're gonna take a break. Your comedian for today is Wayne Fetterman.